members, what it be?
What it do, baby? We got a fun episode today. If you guys remember, if we're lucky enough that you actually listened to us way back when we started, when our third crew member was still here.
Yes, sir.
We had an episode where we did video games that spawned movies. I think Anthony did Super Mario Brothers. We had some Mortal Kombat.
You did Mortal Kombat. I did Resident Evil.
Yeah. Now, we had that episode, and then we started thinking, there are so many video games out there that we love to play that deserve movies and never got them.
So that one was our eighth episode ever.
Sheesh.
Now,
time does fly, man.
Yes, including this one we're recording right now, 32.
And that was eight?
That was eight, yeah.
So that was what, like 3 months in, maybe? 4 months in?
August, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so like I said, there's so many video games that came out that deserve movies and never got them. So we started thinking what video games we wish would spawn movies, and if we had our dream cast, who we would put in those roles. Now we took two games each. I think we're going to start with mine.
Yeah.
One of my first ones. I don't think anyone that listens to this even semi-regularly will be shocked by my first one. Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Now there's tons of Zelda games I could have chosen, but this one by far, to me, is the best, has the best story that I think would translate to a movie well. Casting this shit is tough, man.
It really
casting
was.
Stuff, when I came up with the idea for this episode and we decided to do it, I was like, man, this is probably going to be one of our easier ones because there's not a whole lot of research to do. It's just, you know these characters well. Who do you think would be best to play them? I sat here staring at my phone with this stupid blank stare way longer than I would have for one of our other episodes. I was like, man, this is actually harder than I thought.
Yeah, so I wanted, like, when I picked the first one that I'm doing, I'm like, oh, this is going to be cake.
I thought the same shit.
And then I had to think of a second one, and I'm like, shit.
But you know what made it easier, though? After that, like, 10 minutes of blank stare, I was like, wait a minute. This is my fucking movie. Like, I'm not, like, this is my choice. If I had my choice, so fuck what anyone else thinks. They can agree to disagree, whatever.
See, I decided to be a little bit critical of myself. I mean, I kind of did it as like, so for parts for certain people, I mean, I kind of made it a little more specific to like how they are in the game. You know what I mean? I did try to do that too.
Now, Legend of Zelda was a little bit tough because I had to wrestle with a couple things. I was like, do I have Link talk? Because he doesn't talk in the games. The extent of his quote-unquote talking would be when someone talks to you and you have the option to say, like, yes, no, or tell me more, or yes, I understand, no, tell me more. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I actually built this around Link not speaking very much.
I feel like that is the... I mean, look, we just had this conversation with the heroes and villains.
Yeah, it's like until he talks in a video game and you get the idea of what he's supposed to sound like or, you know, the words he likes to use and stuff, it better just to keep it true.
Because, I mean, like, you're not going to expect, you know, he's going to be like,
Ganon, what are you doing?
Be like, what the fuck? Who is that?
Well, at the same time, you're also...
So, damn, I thought Link was, like, 17. Apparently, he's 35.
I mean, you're also going to go, Ganon, no, don't do it! You know what I mean? Like you're not going to
sound like
ahead.
A straight surfer.
I don't even know where I came from with that one, to be honest, but...
I don't know, but it sounds like every cartoon character ever that I grew up with.
Well, maybe that's where it came from then.
Oh, yeah.
We all watch the same shit.
We grew up with the same shit. So, now, a game like this, if you've played it, you know that there are so many roles I could have filled. And that is just, that's too much to go all the way down to all the sages and all that shit. So, I tried to stick with just, like, the main, as I would always say, meat and potatoes characters. Now, I know to some, they're going to be like, well, this character is important too, and I get it, but for sake of time and... Look, me going fucking nuts, I stuck with the main shit.
If you have an idea of what you would want us to go ahead and pick for either the games we want as a movie or who you think a better character would be, absolutely tell us. By all means, tell us. Send us an email, consolegamingcrew@gmail.com.
Or at us.
Yeah, or throw anything at us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine.
Okay, so for starters, Link. Now, once I decided to have him not speak, it made this a lot easier because... In the Ocarina of Time, which you didn't play, was the first time that you got to see, because it wasn't just a side-scroller or overhead, how acrobatic this motherfucker was. When you Z-target someone, basically, you know the deal, like, keep them locked on.
Yeah.
There's side flips and backwards flips and all this shit. So I was like, all right, this motherfucker's supposed to be young. I don't need to worry about him talking. I went Tom Holland. He's athletic.
But here's the funny thing about it. Tom Holland doesn't shut the fuck up.
True. I mean, I'm sure that would be tough for him. I'm sure it would be tough for him. But, and I also think that, I think he would bring something good to it if they decided to have him talk. I still think that it would work.
I mean, look, we already know that he does a good accent. I mean, when you hear him as Spider-Man, that's him doing an American accent. Yeah, he's British.
A good accent, and we don't know what accent people would have in Hyrule. It's a fictional fucking place. We don't know what they sound like.
Yeah. Nah,
I mean, we hear other people talking the fucking, you know, but they can do whatever they want with that. If you live under a rock and don't know who Tom Holland is, I mean, we're talking Spider-Man. In my favorite Spider-Man. I'm hoping everybody's favorite, but...
Yeah, I'll say he's mine.
Yeah. Now, for Zelda, this was almost kind of a no-brainer for me, and when you and I talked off mic last time, it was the first one that came to me was Elle Fanning. I think Elle Fanning is perfect. She even fucking looks like her. Like, she is how I would imagine she would look. She already has... She already has experience playing princess anyway, so
yeah.
I mean, that one kind of for me was a no brainer. Ganondorf.
This one I was actually really excited to hear.
Ganondorf again. I went with the first one that came to my mind the other day when you and I were talking last week. I went Idris Elba. I think Idris Elba would be great because the first thing I thought of, like, first of all, you don't know what ethnicity this motherfucker is because he's kind of like damn near like dark green.
Well, okay, so Ganondorf is the Gerudo. The king of the thieves, yes. Right? So he is a humanoid. You know what I mean? Necessarily. I mean, look. So, I mean, people of Hyrule are
open to interpretation.
Humanoid, also.
Yeah. So I went Idris Elba.
Okay, I like that. I like Idris Elba.
I think he would kill that. I think he'd kill that role. Now, Navi. You never played the game. Do you know who Navi is?
No.
Navi is that little fairy. It's a little fairy that follows Link around, kind of. Tells him what to do, and like if you're getting lost, well, direct when you play the game, the one thing that will super annoy you sometimes, because the way her voice is in the movie, it's just whenever she wants to talk to you, she goes, "Listen, hey, listen." Oh, it's crazy.
So the first thing I think of is your cousin.
but since he's not gonna do it, I went with someone who has experience playing a fairy already, an old school name, Julia Roberts. I think she could pull it off. I think she'd be just fine. And she'd bring some humor to it, too.
That's actually not a bad one. I probably would go a little younger. I was thinking maybe Zoe Kravitz.
Well, that could be, too. Here's the thing. I don't think anyone really knows how old Navi is. Because Navi's been around. I mean, technically, some of these motherfuckers could be like hundreds of years old anyway.
Well, Link being one of them.
Yeah. But that's who I went for. I was like, fuck, I mean, she was able to help Peter Pan out. And Peter Pan... And Zelda, like we talked about the link between them. The link. You can't do that. That was a good one. Oh, shit. That wasn't, though. That wasn't, though.
Love it.
It worked. It worked for me, but I didn't go past that. I know there's a lot of other characters. There's Sheik and Impa and Darunia and all the other sages, but I mean, those are your main five. Navi's always following Link around. Link is the protagonist. Zelda again. They're the main ones you would cast. So that's what I went with for my dream cast for that. And Wes, why don't we... is a banger. I'm excited for this. I just looked up at the little board that we have here, and I'm remembering the first game that Wes chose, which is a fucking incredible game.
Which is one of the first games that I played on PlayStation 4, actually, and I absolutely love it. So I picked Horizon Zero Dawn. Now, I went a slight bit deeper into this just for the sort. Like, I picked the director on this.
Oh, fuck. I did say I was going to do that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Shit. Come back to me.
Roger that. So, Horizon Zero Dawn, I have a quick synopsis of the storyline. So, you take on the role of skilled hunter Aloy as you explore the vibrant and lush world inhabited by mysterious mechanized creatures. You embark on a compelling emotional journey and unravel mysteries of tribal societies, ancient artifacts, and advanced technologies that will determine the fate of this planet and of life itself. The game is amazing. I mean, you have these creatures that are basically cybernetic. You have a cybernetics and a bio, mass, like, combined for these creatures.
It's terrifying. It's a terrifying thought. Imagine like a mechanized saber-toothed tiger.
Those things were pretty badass.
Yeah, I don't remember like the specific names of some of those, with the exception of like I remember like Ravagers, I believe. And yeah, but I forget that big motherfucker.
Oh, the giraffe one?
No, no. The giraffes are fine because as long as you didn't get stepped on, you're fine. Those are the ones that just climb up the map. No, I'm talking about the big motherfuckers.
Oh, what, that big T-Rex thing?
With the tail and the...
All right, so I picked the director is Patty Jenkins. Wonder Woman, and also she went ahead and directed Wonder Woman 1984. Reason I picked her is because she's basically one of the most perfect directors to do a female lead action movie. It just made more sense. It just made the most sense to me. So the first person I chose was for Aloy. And I know a lot of people will agree with me 1,000,000% on this. Rose Leslie. So Rose Leslie is, I mean, she played Ygritte in Game of Thrones. I'm actually going to pull up a picture for you right now, Scoop. Would you go ahead and check her out?
Well, keep talking. She looks, what was her name again? I'm sorry.
Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie.
I don't even know what else she's been in besides Game of Thrones. And she actually married her Game of Thrones counterpart in that, Kit Harington. Another person I picked for... So I went ahead, next one, Ross.
She would work.
Oh,
she
God,
would work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just let her dye her hair a little more red.
Yeah.
Perfect. So Ross, I went ahead, Tom Hardy.
Again.
Obviously, you know him from Venom and The Revenant and Batman, where he's Bane, so...
Tom Hardy was one of my first potential choices for Ganondorf.
That was one of the ones I was thinking before you said it, Giselle.
Yeah.
So, what we got here? Tirsa. Tirsa is the elder of of the Nora people.
Yep.
So the first person I thought of with that was a woman named Linda Hunt. Now she is she's the head of the organization at NCIS LA. Her name is Hetty. And she's just kind of little thing. I mean, she's only maybe 3'9", 3'10", very small person. But she just has this very intense, intimidating look to her. And she just seemed like it would be perfect to me to go ahead and be her. So another character I picked was Hellas, which is one of the antagonists in the game. He's part of one of the rival groups. I can never think of the words when I need to think of words.
Goddamn words.
Fucking words. But he's part, he's the leader of the group. And I picked an actor named Carl Yun, who was in the Arrow TV show, the CW show, and also in Real Steel. He's an Asian American. But
Real Steel, is that the Hugh Jackson? Yep. Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackman.
Who the hell is you? And you he said that perfect. Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Wait, isn't Hugh Jackson a coach?
I don't know. I know Phil Jackson's a coach.
I know Phil Jackson's a coach. I thought... Go ahead. I'm going to keep looking it up. I feel like Hugh Jackson was a shitty-ass coach.
The next one I had on here was Gia, which is an AI which is trying to prevent a new terraforming that is supposed to be happening. Basically what you're supposed to be trying to prevent. And I picked Sigourney Weaver because... all you're doing is hearing the voice. There is no person to it. So I figure Sigourney Weaver is...
she sounds AI, for fuck's sake. So, I mean...
yeah, and I mean, she's from, obviously, the Alien series and Avatar and a fucking million other things.
Hugh Jackson, yes, the football coach of the fucking Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
yeah. 11, shit. 44-1. So, yeah, when I said I feel like he was a shitty football coach, he's a shitty football coach.
Yeah. Well, he was even worse with the Raiders, from what I remember. Now that I'm thinking about him.
Yeah.
Last one I had was Hades. So, Hades is the main antagonist in the game that is trying to go ahead and terraform the world, cause this plague to go ahead and just go around and kill all life. And I picked somebody who is a voice actor who has done a lot of different things. His name is Carl Lumbly. A lot of people know him from the Justice League. He's Martian Manhunter. And he also was in Supergirl. He played John Jones's father in that. And he just has this deep, just certain cadence that just that would just really just be perfect for it.
Hey, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's legit. So that's I miss that game. One of the only games that I platinum trophied. On my PlayStation, I'm pretty sure.
Did you get the DLC?
I did not. I stopped right after I beat the game. I know one came out like some Yeti DLC or some shit, like
Frost
in some snowy
something.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not play that. But, I mean, I wanted to. That game was incredible. That was EA, wasn't it? Was that an EA game?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, legit. So, for my second game, and this would be a fucking shit show, but... I think, in the best way. I chose GTA 5.
I honestly think this would be fucking hilarious.
GTA 5. I don't know. I mean, I guess they would stick with the story that they had in the game, but, I mean, there's so much other shit that goes on that you can do in a GTA game, so...
Oh, actually, before you do that, director for Legend of Zelda.
Well, like I said, the fact that it's... Not that he's a superhero, but the fact that it's a hero movie, it made sense that it would be someone from the Marvel Universe or whatever. So I know you brought up the Russo brothers. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all. And this time, so I don't forget, I will start off with the director.
Or actually, even better, because for like the Iron Man movies, you could pick a John Favreau.
I was thinking of that too. Yeah. I was thinking of that too. And then I thought about like The Lion King. And I was like, shit, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, not everybody has, I mean, ones that knock them all out the park.
Honestly, I didn't, from what I saw, this is totally off the, you know, off topic here, but I didn't necessarily think that it was all that terrible. Like, to me, for me, the problem was that just it looked too real. So, like, you've on one hand, you feel like you're watching a National Geographic movie, and then these fucking, like, hyenas start, like, laughing and singing, and it's like, this is really weird.
So, I have yet to see that Lion King yet. Yeah. I have Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus.
And
I intend on seeing it.
I know other people have certain problems. I have no problem with... And I don't know how you get away from doing this, especially with the power she has. I had no problem with Beyonce being in the movie because she has a perfect voice, like, for speaking that type of role. But they shouldn't have had her do those songs. Just like I would never want Christina Aguilera covering one of my kids' songs because it's going to go from 3 minutes to 11 minutes. So, anyway, back to my next game. Like I said, GTA 5. I'll start with the director this time so I don't fuck it up. And I think for as crazy as that game is and the shit show that you can, you know, you can go around banging hookers and killing whoever the fuck you want, I want Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, hands down.
Would now, he'd be the only one to make GTA 5 even more fucking screwed up. If that's at all possible. Now, for my casting for GTA 5, for Franklin, I have O'Shea Jackson Jr. Ice Cube's kid.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that, to Wes's credit, I didn't even think of that because I originally had Cube because I was like, the way he plays that type of role is perfect. And then Wes brought to my attention that, yeah, Franklin is supposed to be a little younger, so why not choose the younger spitting image of him anyway?
Yeah, because Michael is kind of taking on that, that fatherly type role with Franklin.
Yeah. Now, Michael, since you just brought him up, I chose Michael Madsen, Reservoir Dogs. I think it was Kill Bill Volume 2. Fucking, for some of my real fucking throwback 90s kids, Free Willy. He's in Free Willy, and if you didn't like Free Willy, I don't know that we can be friends. But yeah, so I went with Michael Madsen for that. Now Trevor, I wrestled with for a little bit because that motherfucker is completely and utterly psychotic. And if he was a little younger, even though he's okay, this is gonna make me sound some type of way, but whatever, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Even though he's too good looking of a dude for that role, I would have absolutely gone Ryan Reynolds if he was younger. Seeing how crazy that motherfucker is in Deadpool and the type, just his overall demeanor, I would have gone with him, but he's not old enough. I went, you obviously have to fucking dye his hair a little bit, but I went Christian Bale. That motherfucker is a perfect psycho.
I like that. That is, okay, so I have one with my next one that I'm doing, that where there's one person in it that I kept in it because it just made perfect sense.
I did that for this as well.
And for GTA 5, the only person I would have thought that it would just to keep to make sense would have been Steven Ogg, who was...
Because, dude, I should have prefaced by saying all of these guys were...
They made him look exactly like him.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, like, Steven Ogg, I mean, he's in Walking Dead. I mean, he plays the antagonist in a lot of other different shows. Like, dude, he is seriously that fucking crazy.
Yeah, see, the problem that I was running into is that, like, it would have been... Because obviously the perfect people you can choose are the people that they chose for the game, because you hear their voice, they sound great, they're modeled after the fucking real people, so, like, it would have been too easy, so I tried to, like, not, my best to not do that, even though I did keep someone in. Now, for Lester, I chose Jonah Hill. Now, I did say this would have to be Fat Jonah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we know he, you know, he can put him on and take him off with the best of us.
And then go hang out with Scorsese later, drinking a Pepsi, or drinking a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jimmy is who I kept, Danny Tamborelli. And the only reason I kept that is, again, 90s kid. So, yeah. I mean, wasn't he, was he Pete and Pete? Or no? I forget what he was in. Now I'm forgetting what he was in. I know he was in Mighty Ducks, but I'm trying to remember what his what show was his.
I'm not sure.
I want to say it was The Adventures of Pete and Pete, but
that's actually something I've never even heard of that.
But I'm not 150%. Yeah, it was Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Cool. I'm not 150% sure.
Yeah. But that's who I chose for them, and I think a GTA movie would be fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I think that there would be a hell of a lot of backlash because I don't even know how you slap an R rating on that.
So a GTA movie, in my opinion, would end up being overly gory, overly just exuberant, and knowing Tarantino, a lot of feet.
But
that is his thing.
But see, here's the thing. GTA, now Tarantino would make it that way because GTA 5 isn't necessarily overly gory. There's a lot of death. But there's a lot of people getting shot, but it's not like you're constantly seeing people getting dismembered and fucking all the shit that you're used to seeing in a Tarantino movie.
I would actually kind of enjoy something like a Tarantino, like Frank Miller, Sin City style.
Yeah.
Just because of how they have that world, how they have, that city in GTA 5 and just,
yeah,
because it all has to do with Hollywood and, the outskirts and then the hood, all of that just, different color palettes, different schemes. Like, yeah, it would definitely be fucking strange, but
yeah.
R rating, NC-17, something like that.
I mean, full disclosure, GTA 5 was my panic pick because I really wanted to do Uncharted, but Uncharted is being made and...
Well, no, it's sitting in limbo.
It's being discussed, basically. So, I originally wanted to do that because that game, it lends its... fuck it. Like I said, if you watch National Treasure, Uncharted essentially already is a movie, but...
True.
They have such, rich characters that would have been fun to explore for somebody, but they're already doing that, so...
Yeah.
Well, back to you for your last movie that you picked.
So, the last movie I picked was a game that I played on Xbox One a lot with a bunch of my boys, and it's Destiny.
Fuck Halo, we're going right to Destiny.
Halo has already had a little bit of
a mini series.
Oh look, Final Fantasy is another one. That technically had a movie. I don't remember the movie making any sense at all with the fucking video games.
I did mean to ask because we didn't clarify this, and I'll clarify this for mine. Horizon Zero Dawn live action, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, as would Zelda. I don't want anyone to think these are going to be animated.
Yes. So that won't be live action. All right, yeah, so with Destiny, first thing I did was I picked the director. And a futuristic world, kind of dystopian, at least, but having to go ahead and go to these planets and dealing with all these different creatures.
Michael Bay.
No, fuck Michael Bay. Ryan Coogler, who went ahead and directed Black Panther.
What's his last name?
Coogler.
You just like saying Coogler.
Coogler. Coogler.
Has anyone seen Mike Coogler?
Main reason I picked him was because of what he did with, that first shot of flying into Wakanda and going ahead and seeing just that futuristic society underneath that dome and everything.
Yeah.
It just screamed to me just something that was just beautiful.
Yeah.
So you are a guardian. You could choose to either be a warlock, a titan, or... Can't remember what the fuck the third one is now. But I'll go ahead. I
don't either. I actually... well, no, I did play it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit. But you go ahead. You have a ghost. A ghost... a ghost finds your dead body, brings you back to life, and goes ahead and says, all right, now you are a guardian, and you need to go ahead and fight all these creatures and defeat the darkness and all this other type of shit. So... All
right.
The original voice for Ghost is what I went with, which is Peter Dinklage.
He's just all about these 3'10" people today. He's just all about it.
So Peter Dinklage, obviously Game of Thrones. Other people know him in Avengers: Infinity War. He made the most sense to me just because they changed him to Nolan North, went ahead and became Ghost. Later on, I think Destiny 2, he became Ghost. He might have actually became Ghost in Destiny 1 after a quick fix. But Dinklage just had that perfect voice for it. You know what I mean? And he had that just that dry humor, which just, you know, which just made it perfect. Most of the movie would basically be in like a first person style look. It would have to be, just because you do play the game in third person, but I mean, your character has no dialogue. You have nothing. You say nothing. So I don't need to worry about, I mean, you could use almost anybody to go ahead and actually have that. So I didn't even worry about who I am.
You also don't have to worry about like seeing facial features and shit, right?
No.
Yeah, so can't really see emotion looking at somebody.
No. So you had the three different main guardians of, you know, I mean, one of each of these of the main styles, like the Warlocks and the Titans and stuff like that. So Cade Six, who originally was Nathan Fillion, which was a perfect cast just because of that just smart assness that he has. But I actually picked a different person who I thought would go ahead and work out pretty well. His name is Yuri Lowenthal. And you would know, actually, I don't even know. No, you didn't play it. He was the voice of Spider-Man in the Spider-Man game for PS4.
Correct. I have not played that yet.
Perfect guy for it, man. Just absolutely perfect. Commander Zavala, which, like, I mean, I played as a Titan, so, I mean, that was my main guy I always dealt with. I picked Keith David, who was part of the Halo series. He's also part of, he was in Princess and the Frog for, I mean, people who watch Disney movies like myself. And he just has this just deep, just resonating voice that just went ahead and just worked perfectly. And plus, I mean, every time I saw Zavala, I saw a black guy. Just, I mean, granted, he's not, you know, I mean, he's a different type of alien, but every time I looked at him, I'm like,
that's a black guy.
That's gotta be a black guy.
Hey.
So it just made sense with that one. And Akora Ray, which is another, I mean, she is another black person. I picked Danai Gurira, who was also in Black Panther, but also she's Michonne in Walking Dead. She's Okoye in Black Panther.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect person for it, because you want to pick somebody that looks good with either a bald head or, you know what I mean, or like a real, real short cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, she had that bald head in
Black Panther. And she actually, under normal circumstances, she has very, very short hair. And the last person in this was the Speaker, who is, you know, I mean, the main guy who distributes the missions and can speak to, you know what I mean, the big orb that, you know what I mean, the light that, you know, I mean, that everybody goes ahead and has to work with. And I picked Lenny James, who also is from Walking Dead, but he's also from another TV show called Jericho. And he has a very calming presence to him and very calming sounding voice. So for me, it just made sense.
Outside of Dinklage, there's not, and Tom Hardy, there's not a single person you've mentioned that I know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, see, well, no, you know Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I do know. I do know the Weaves.
Yeah, look, I really had a lot of fun with this, because I would go ahead, I type in, all right, let me find younger male Asian actors. And then I go ahead and actually, just because I had the right, I had a thought.
And
in
you
my
do
head.
This on what search engine?
I did.
Sounded pretty porn hubby to me.
Google. Google.
Oh, all right.
That's where I looked up Kugler, too.
Kugler. I'm going to go home and ask my wife to touch my Kugler. Like, what the fuck? What is that?
And then I'm going to get a picture from Andy, which don't is him questions. With a black eye.
I was about to say, not of my Kugler. I don't send my Kugler out.
But
that's the best last name ever. The best last name ever. Because I'm not going to lie, and again, this has nothing to do with the podcast, but they're like, there are some names out there that people need to rethink. Like, I'm not going to be that guy to say it, but Steve Kerr, you know what his son's name is? Nick. Can a white person even say that? I don't think so. Not unless you enunciate very, very slowly.
Nicholas. Just call him Nicholas.
Yeah, right. Like, why? What are you doing? Trying to get this kid punched the fuck out every time he fucking does roll call. The fucking teacher's gonna get beat up every time. But nah, I don't know why I like Kugler so much.
That's a sick fucking joke.
I like Kugler. But anyway, so those are the movies that we chose, the games that we chose to become movies. And again, if you have someone that you would cast differently, Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter.
I would love to hear what everybody has to say on this one. I really would.
For sure. Hit us up on Twitter at Console Crew. Or if you have a game that you can think of that would make a great movie that we didn't think of. I mean, there's more we could have done, but for sake of time, we chose two each.
Yeah, I feel like it made the most sense.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, like you said, dude, with GTA 5, I mean, you could have went for another hour on the characters you could have went ahead and picked and the actors and all everything else.
Absolutely. So. And if I decided to just pick like the Legend of Zelda franchise, for fuck's sake, there's no way, because a lot of them are standalones. But that's what we have for that. Now we have a little bit of news, and the cool thing about the news this time is Game Informer has released their top 10 games of the decade.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was cool. I was just thumbing through my Game Informer, didn't expect, you know, to see anything, and then this bad boy popped up. Wes specifically didn't want me to tell him.
No, I didn't want to hear it, so that way I can go ahead hear it firsthand right now.
So I think a lot of this you'll actually agree with. Some of this maybe you won't, just because we haven't played them. But coming in number 10 is Overwatch. Doesn't surprise me that it cracked the top 10 games of the decade, because everyone's playing that shit. There's really, the fact that that's on it, there's really only one game that surprised me that didn't pop up on this list, but
we can talk about it later. Overwatch makes sense. Look, Overwatch, Fortnite, PUBG, all of those make sense if they're on the list. I mean, just because, I mean, they really helped move, you know, I mean, the esports.
Oh, dude, they fucking full throttle the needle.
Yeah.
When it comes to esports. Coming at number 9 was Bloodborne. I don't know that I can sign off. Here's the thing.
Well, you played it, right? You played.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the thing. I didn't see it all the way through. So, but the whole reason I wouldn't put it on my list is because the reason, and you know me, I'm a persistent motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to games. So if I had enough, then you know it was a problem. And Bloodborne, if you played the Dark Souls, I believe same people make it, but Bloodborne was like, you had to replay the same thing over and over and over and over again. To like, I'm all about the grind and shit, but the way that game's set up, the second you die, you lose everything. You lose it all. Unless you get to this place where you kill everything, get to this place where you can like use your points or whatever the fuck they call them and bank your shit.
Okay.
So like, you know how many times, like, if you're, and it's hard. It's fun, like, it's tough.
I think Dead Cell is like that too.
Number 8 excites me because I believe you're actually going to play it at some point, The Last of Us.
Yes, I am.
Surprises me that it's not a little higher. It surprises me that it's not a little higher, but seeing some of the bangers that are in front of it, how bad can I be? And again, these are games of the decade, so
now,
fuck.
I will say this. We've been jumping on Twitch a lot lately. I mean, the two of us going ahead and streaming out. And that game, I know for a fact, our boys at What's Your Spaghetti Policy are going to go ahead and stream, because they're going to have Jacob play it for the first time ever.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, and I will be watching.
He never plays single-player games. Never. So this is something that Alex really wanted to go ahead and do to him. Plus, the beginning of the game fucks everybody up, so
oh,
you go
God,
ahead.
Dude. It sure fucking does. But The Last of Us has such an incredible story, and you feel like invested. You feel invested in these characters. Coming at number 7, Breath of the Wild.
Nice.
Breath of the Wild comes in at number 7. Again, not really going to complain, because these are games of the decade. If you were talking games of, like, you know, that year, I'd have been shocked if it
now,
came in that low.
I would have loved to have heard. When you said you were doing Legend of Zelda, I was like, at first you just said Legend of Zelda, so I'm like, okay, fine. But if you would have said that you were doing Ocarina, then I would have been leaning hard on going ahead and maybe doing Breath of the Wild for a movie. Just because
Breath of the Wild would make a good movie.
Just because of, oh, dude, that looks like it would be so much fun.
It would make a good movie.
That would have to be a James Cameron
movie. Yeah.
Have to be.
Now, coming in number 6, Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, maybe if I get past the first hour, finally, I'll be able to give some personal input.
Yeah, there is that, huh?
Yeah, but doesn't seem to be happening. Number 5, God of War.
I've been hearing amazing
I hear nothing.
Things.
I hear nothing but great
amazing
things.
Amazing things about that movie.
I hear
about
nothing.
That, about that game. Jeez, I'm still on movies.
Yeah, I hear nothing but great things. Coming in number 4, Mass Effect 2. Doesn't surprise me that it's on the list. Surprise me that it's at 4. I just don't feel like... Now, granted, I didn't play those games when they first came out, so I didn't get to experience the buzz around them.
I didn't play 2 when it first came out. I played 3 when it dropped. I remember that.
Like,
or early sometime around close when...
Like, these big games now, we're usually on them and ready by the time they come out, so we're seeing all the buzz and we're going to the midnight release, the midnight.
We're
the 8 p.m. releases. Yeah,
we're experiencing it with everybody else.
So Mass Effect 2, I don't know how big the buzz was around that game because I had never played the original one either. So I didn't know how much of a following it had. So it's probably a number 4 for a reason. Number 3, of no surprise to me. I think any of the top 3, it wouldn't have shocked me if they were interchanged, but The Witcher 3 comes in at number 3.
I have it downloaded. It's on Game Pass, and I'm excited to fuck around with that.
Yeah. Number 2, Skyrim. Again, does not surprise me.
No, doesn't surprise me at all.
They've certainly kept it relevant, remaking it 47 times. So, I mean, fuck, games of the decade. That game came out like every year of the decade.
True. Right? Very true.
And number 1, I just made it into a movie. GTA 5. GTA 5 is the number 1 game of the decade. Rockstar Games proves that players don't have to choose between quality and quantity. GTA 5's massive open world, groundbreaking online mode, and outstanding single player campaign make it the decade's premier combination of ambition and execution.
I think, that's the thing. The biggest thing about it is the online mode.
That definitely took it to another level.
That's what's kept it relevant.
Oh, for sure.
All this time. Because, dude, it is still relevant to this day. You look on Twitch or Mixer, you still see people playing GTA 5.
Yeah. Now, here's what's fucked up. And this just speaks to us as people. These days, now, like, I mean, games are expensive. So, when you're buying a game, especially if it's not a sports game or, like, you know, a game with online multiplayer, you're looking for replay value. You're looking for a game that you can beat. Like, that's what I love about, you know, spending money on a game like Resident Evil 2. Because once you beat it with one character, you have a completely different story with another one.
Yes.
Once you beat it with both of them, you have a new game version of that. So there's replay value there. You're getting your money's worth. A game like GTA, before they came out with that online mode, still had a shitload of replay value. But only because we as a society are super fucked up. Because really all that's left to do after you beat the game is run around and murder people.
Cheat code it up like crazy.
Cheat code it up, murder people, steal cars.
7 stars.
Yeah.
I thought 6
was as high as it goes.
I don't know.
Or 5, actually.
It might be 5.
Yeah. But now with the online mode, and I admit I haven't been able to fuck with that yet, but Lord, does it look crazy. I mean, I showed you guys some videos when Clyburn was here, and the shit that people do on there, I don't know what the fuck came out that I didn't play it, but games seem to come out so fast now.
They do.
Like,
they
every really time do. I blink, something new is coming out.
Well, look, man, we do the episode of the new games, month, and I'm reading off a fuck ton of games. I'm reading off 20 games, 30 games.
Yeah, and now, like, they seemed so few and far between back in the day, but now I swear to God, it seems like there's a flash sale, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, I'm seeing, like, save up to 75%. I'm like, well, God, I guess I'm buying something.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that a lot right now, too.
Yeah, like, there's going to have to be some point where we're just going to have to shut it down for, like, 6 months just to get through some of these, like, games that we have backlogged. Yeah, you know what I mean? How many of these games that I've downloaded for the free games of the month and how many, like I said, I have, most people, Red Dead Redemption would, like, if they had Red Dead Redemption 2, that's what they're playing. And I want to. But there's that. And then I know if I start that now, that's going to run clear with the amount of time I have. That's going to run clear into The Last of Us 2. I can't have that. I really can't have that. Resident Evil 3 Nemesis comes out in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Can't run into that either. So, like, I'm going to have to shut it down for, like, 6 months. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to, like, really try to not pull the trigger on buying some of these games and just knock through.
We just need to take a look at what is coming down the pipeline, you know what I mean, like later on, and be like, okay, this will be the one to go ahead and I'll put my foot down on, but everything else I gotta look away from.
See, a game like Resident Evil 2, 3, stuff like that, that's easy to put my foot down on because they go relatively quick. If you play that game for 2 hours a day, which is about what I have when I come home before the wife gets home, I play for a couple hours. If you can play that game 2 hours a day, 2 weeks you're probably done. The first playthrough, and then, you know, the other ones you can do on your own time. But if you wanted to beat the game, you're talking somewhere between like 40 and 60 hours. Not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But games like, you know, when games come out, like if they're good, the Fallouts and stuff like that take upwards of like 100, 200 hours. It's tough. So I know Nemesis, I'll put my foot down. Last of Us 2, I'll put my foot down. But It seems like Red Dead Redemption 2 is, you know, I mean, fuck, it's Rockstar. So it's like GTA 5 with horses. So I know that game could take me a long time. A long time. But those are, according to Game Informer, those are the top 10 games of the decade. I don't really have, the only thing that I was surprised about was that Fortnite didn't make it. I'm surprised that Fortnite is not in place of Overwatch. I'm not saying that Overwatch isn't fucking great, but like,
I'm not surprised at that. I'm also surprised Fortnite's not on here, but Overwatch to me, I mean, that is much more of the esports, you mean, team effort. I mean, obviously, so.
Yeah, then again, these are like the top 10 best games of the decade, not necessarily the top 10 most influential games of the decade or most game-changing games of the decade.
True. Because
Fortnite started a fucking revolution.
Yes, it did.
So, like, that would be on there. But, and, you know, if, you know, Borderlands 2 could be on there for, like, I mean, they revolutionized the looter shooter.
Yeah. So, oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, I guess, considering this is just their version of the best games of the decade, I can't really argue too much. But we also have a little bit more news.
Yeah, so with everything going on with COVID-19, I mean, obviously the coronavirus that everybody's dealing with, most people are dealing with an issue of this bunker-in-place type policy, or the non-essential people have to stay home, you know what I mean, type stuff.
Yeah.
So GameStop is putting their foot down and calling themselves essential.
I love how you can call yourself essential. Now, here's the thing. I'm a fucking gamer through and through. GameStop is like, we need to be partners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know how much I can sign off on that just because of the fact that these days you can get games without leaving your house.
So the reason that GameStop is calling themselves essential, and I picked this up off of IGN,
okay,
is that they have webcams, microphones, mice, keyboards, monitors, chargers, audio equipment, and more. Not necessarily talking about, okay, we're essential because of our gaming consoles or our games. They're saying we're essential because of the stuff that they get. You know what I mean? You mean people try to sell them?
You said that they have what in there?
They say. I mean, look, I don't know.
I want to know what they say because I've been to GameStop. I ain't seen not one computer. Not a one. That's why, did you say GameStop or did you say Best Buy?
GameStop
employee is going to rip off his shirt and a fucking Best Buy shirt is going to be underneath.
Webcams, microphones, mice, keyboard, monitor, chargers, audio equipment.
I've seen some of that.
So, you and I were talking before off mic had to do with webcams. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because we're trying to go ahead and get our Twitch streams looking a little prettier.
Yeah.
And I was looking at a 1080 webcam, the same one that you have, Logitech 920, I think it is.
What you're currently using, yes, right now for yours.
Yeah. I was looking to get one on my own, so that way you can go ahead and have yours at your house, and then we could have both of them here and not have an issue.
Yeah.
They're normally like anywhere from 40 to 60 bucks, I think like 70 at most. Yeah, I mean, normally when I saw them on Amazon, I looked.
I was about to say, I paid like 115 for mine or something.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So I looked online and on Amazon, and they were like upwards of $400.
And what do we say, bro? Supply demand. And motherfucking demand.
And that's what it is. And even IGN is running into this issue of trying to get webcams of a certain caliber, and they're not finding them. It's like all of this shit is fucking too.
Well,
I thought people were just only going to buy toilet paper and freak the fuck out. I wasn't expecting webcams to go ahead and be, I mean, give me, well, one of the things.
Well, think about this. What grows more and more every month? What profession, if you will, grows astronomically?
Yeah. Influencers.
Influencers.
Streamers.
Influencers,
yeah.
Streamers. And now we're in a situation where content is king. Crank out as much as you can because this is what people have to do.
Yes.
You know, they got all the time in the world now. If they're so lucky to be able to afford to be out of work, or if they're getting paid to work from home, like, you know, I listen to podcasts when I'm at work. When I'm working and I'm working on my stuff, I have a podcast on in the background listening.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, so.
Which has absolutely killed me because I've been home for a week. You know what I mean? Just on a precautionary tale, you know what I mean, from work and everything else. So I am so far back on podcast.
Yeah, it's weird. It makes sense to me because, like I said, at work, it's nice to, you know, it's nice to listen to stuff like that, kind of break up your day a little bit. I know a lot of people aren't as lucky to be able to have a job where they can do that. But, you know, being home, especially with what we do here, it's nice to have that extra time to devote to playing some games.
Yeah, and I would love to. It would be amazing if I could, but having a four-year-old stay home with me because her pre-K class is, you know what I mean, suspended because of the, because everything with coronavirus.
Okay. Well, I hear what you're saying. I mean,
and plus my wife still works. My wife works from home. So I need to go ahead and put my big boy pants on it. Yeah. I mean, and be the dad that I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. That's basically, there's not going to be a whole shitload of news, you know. Well, there is some news that we're withholding a little bit right now because we want to come back with our Console Wars episode,
yes,
which will be coming. We don't want to dive into that stuff now because there's still information that we're waiting to trickle in.
We're basically waiting for one major thing to actually come in on this, and then once we get that, then this Console Wars episode is going to be banger.
Yeah, it's on and popping. But for now, we will close the show with what we always close it with, and that is, what are we playing? Now, what I am playing, if you guys have, and I would like you to check me out if you haven't already, I have my Twitch stream up. I am Scooby CGC, that's SKOOBY CGC. I'm on there generally every day from sometime around 4 to around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time. And then it kind of changes over the weekend. I hop on when I can, but we're usually very good about getting it out on our social media when I'm going to be on. And what I've been Twitch streaming so far, you know, it may not be, you know, the craziest adventure to watch, but it does have a reason. I've been streaming a lot of NHL 20.
I've been enjoying it, but then again, we've had no sports for like a fucking week and a half. That's true. It gives you something.
Those people that are really missing hockey, I mean, hopefully I can. I mean, for the most part, I do them justice. I mean, I'm like fucking 21-5-2, so I'm doing pretty good.
You've had some dirty goals, man. It's been fun to watch.
I've also had some epic collapses too.
Yes, you have.
That happens. But yeah, I am streaming NHL 20. Just for the next couple weeks because I am signed up for the NHL Gaming World Championships, which now it's not like I have the world's highest hope for that. It's not like I'm expecting to win that thing. You never fucking know, but I'm not worried about that. But also the hockey rink that I play at, the Northeast Racquet Club, we're shut down. They're shut down there too. So I can't, you know, while we can't get our real hockey fix, the person that runs that league put together a NERC Chell tournament. So he's got brackets for Xbox and for PlayStation, and I don't think they figured out the money. It's a $10 or $20 buy-in, and then, you know, the winner take all. Plus, yeah, he actually got sponsors for it too. So the winner's gonna get some swag from the sponsors.
Oh shit, really?
Why not? Yeah. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, and the way they're running it is super cool. He's got the brackets set up, and each one is a 3-game series. So you play your however many games of the series you need. Send the picture of the score. You move on. Yada yada yada. That starts a couple days from now, so I'm just trying to get my games in so I can. And it's funny because the way they do it is that whoever you're matched up against that round, Anthony, the kid that's running the thing, sets up a group text chat with him and the two of you, because that's where we're going to send the thing. And he tells you the day that you have to get the games done in. And also, he said, you know, feel free to play each other whenever you want. So I'm like, I'm not playing anybody early. I'm not giving anyone a look. If anyone that's playing me even listens to this stream, they're going to be able to see what I do.
Yeah,
or
true.
Listens to this podcast, because they're going to see me. I'm trying to go against using like certain strategies that I would normally use.
I do see you pull the same moves a lot in these.
Yeah. It's
But at the same time, in these games, there's only X amount of things you can do anyway.
It's all about reading what the person's going to give me. You know what I mean? So, and boy, has switching to the Toronto Maple Leafs changed my fucking life. Because as much as I love the Flyers and it kills me to not use them, you're at the mercy of whatever overall they give those players.
Yes.
And I don't think they're ever going to be fucking like giving to a Philadelphia team, because everyone on that team is so fucking slow.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I could get a breakaway from the red line and someone will catch me. Toronto, once I started playing with them, I was like, oh, I get it now. Everyone's so young and fast.
Because what would happen initially when you were doing the stream, I mean, for the better part of the week, was that you'd be the Flyers and
everyone else was the Maple Leafs.
Quite literally, 85% of the time. I mean, because I was watching you play. I mean,
I was like, Maple Leafs again.
I'm the one sharing all the stuff out.
Yeah, the one you were like, ooh, Dallas Stars.
What's the thing, dude? It's like, oh, Dallas, cool. Or like, you had Dallas, Edmonton, you went up against the one time.
I did. I think
Tampa, you've been going up against lately.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Dallas was a weird one. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, there's still some things that I learn here and there, but for the most part, I'm pretty good. I get myself into trouble when I do. There's some things that I just can't help, and I don't know how to fix because I don't know like the mechanics behind it. Like there are some times where, you know, the other team will go to a certain point on the ice and one of my defensemen that I'm not even controlling will just like leave. And I'm like, where are you going? What the fuck are you doing? Like shit like that. But I mean, that's what I've been streaming. Again, that's Scooby, S-K-O-O-B-Y, C-G-C. I will be streaming a bunch of shit after this, but for the foreseeable future, probably for the next, you know, couple weeks. I'll probably even Twitch stream if I can.
The 20s.
I'll probably Twitch stream the 20s.
That would be so cool, dude.
Yeah, because my actual money will be on the line. So, and then I think he said that they'd find a way to do like a winner take all if someone has both systems between the winner on PlayStation and the winner on Xbox.
Okay.
And fucking, I don't know if it's like put all your money up.
Yeah.
or what. If that's the case, I would probably just do it for bragging rights and keep my money.
I can understand that.
But yeah, I think that's how I'm going to do it. But Wes. Wes has been streaming himself, too.
So, I've done a few things. So, I have been playing a little more Outer Worlds, which has been a lot of fun. I have 4 companions now. just ended up on a planet that's basically just outlaws out the ass. And it's actually been pretty fun to go ahead and just go out, just straight kill. Because, dude, you can just go onto those planets, kill everything, and just not think anything of it. It's been a lot of fun. Or you can go ahead and actually do the missions. And then, you mean, actually have some meaning behind it. So, but in order to progress more in the game, you have to do the missions. You mean, it's not like we said before, it is a game that we expected more to be a Fallout style. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because, once again, it's Obsidian who made New Vegas. Yeah, but that one I've been streaming. That one's been a lot of fun. But there's been something new.
Yes.
That has been happening.
And I think it was a pretty successful first night, all things considered.
So I know you and all right. So let's just put out there what it is. We're calling this Freaky Fridays, okay? I am,
which we're gonna have to extend a little bit. By the way, I know your anxiety probably got a little bit on overload, but you went for an hour.
I know I only went for an hour. I get that, and
you're gonna make Freaky Friday fucking take like fucking 6 months per game.
Just. Bear with me. You mean what? Because, dude,
I give you immense credit for getting as far as you've gotten, so that's why I'm not totally getting on your
right. So, Freaky Friday is I make my entire basement pitch black. I put in Resident Evil 2.
Well, which is what he's playing this time.
Which is what I'm playing currently, at least. You mean for Freaky Friday. And then I play. My normal Twitch streams are about 3 hours long on Friday and Saturday nights. Look. My anxiety got a little bit ahead of me. I started getting a little twitchy. So I needed something a little more lighthearted to go ahead and play after the fact. You know what I mean? So, dude, I ended up spending the next like 2.5 hours on the Outer Worlds just to go ahead and be able to feel a little
relax a little bit.
Yeah, be able to relax a little
bring
bit.
Bring your heart rate back to like a normal, like not dangerous level.
Like, it's hilarious. My wife wanted to come around behind me because quite literally my basement is pitch black. If you saw the stream, all you see is my face.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to come up behind me and actually jump scare me, which probably would have worked. I made fun of her about it at first, saying that it wouldn't work. I'd be able to see her. But with the headphones I was wearing, you know what I mean, I have both over the ear.
It's like sensory overload. You're staring at the screen. Your headphones
so much
are
going
on,
dude. And it just, like, my sub pump went off. And I heard it, dude. Yo, actually, and it showed on the stream. I'm like, I fucking jump and I look to my right. Like,
yeah.
But look, I'm going to try my best to make this more of like a 90-minute, two-hour type thing. I mean, I'm really going to try.
We're working them in.
I'm really going to try.
Slowly. But dude, for that first day, you killed it, though. You killed it.
The first 5 minutes were fucking stupid.
The first 5 minutes, you struggled a little bit. You struggled a little bit. I was like, oh, man, this motherfucker just straight up missed a whole door. And
I did. And I didn't even think twice because I'm sitting there going, there's a door here. There's a fucking key. Why can't I use the door? And then I'm going, why didn't I go down that one way? Okay, fine. Pop, pop, pop. Laid that dude down again. And then I go.
But right, after fine. That 5 minutes, it was just about as flawless execution as you can get.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Like, you did work.
Dude, that bay door that just barely opened. Oh my god, that was.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing, dude. These games, it's not the fact that I'm scared. It's the fact that my anxiety plays games with my head, and that's why I don't like these styles of games. Or at least I certainly don't like playing them in pitch black. But for you people, for all of you lovely people,
who are you calling you people?
All of our lovely crew members.
Yeah.
Yes, I will do it for you.
It was fun, and that is something that is going to continue. Friday nights moving forward. He starts about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It'll, and like I said,
it'll run as long as it runs.
I'm going to try my best this next Friday to go ahead and go at least hour and a half, at the very least. If I can go longer, I'll go longer.
And it is starting with Resident Evil 2. When he gets close to the end of that, he has some other games on deck that we can do. We'll probably throw up a poll and let people decide what they want.
We have Alien Isolation, which I'm actually terrified of, to be honest.
We have
with
Alien
you.
Isolation, which is great.
We have Prey, which is the game I did start playing on PlayStation because I bought it, but it is on Game Pass, and that's mainly what I've been streaming on is Xbox.
We
have
Prey. Also, by the time he's done, the Nemesis remake will probably be out. I'm probably going to buy the physical copy this time, so that way, if necessary, you wouldn't have to spend any money. I can
just
give you the
game. Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that one.
That is in there. So, so we will have, and there's also Resident Evil 7, and there's, you know, there's, we're going to get,
no,
you'll be all right.
No,
you'll be all right. You never know. You might like, again, exposure therapy. Things might get better for you, but, either way, we'll throw up a poll with some games. We'll let the people decide. We'll let you guys decide what he goes through next. And again, like I said, please jump on, and you can do anything. Give him words of encouragement. Laugh at him. Whatever.
Oh yeah,
we had a good mix of everything.
We had a bunch of that going. We had we had a few of our friends go ahead and jump on and watch. We had the Spaghetti Boys.
Spaghetti Boys were on.
They were cracking me up. Jacob's a fucking nut.
Who's Nightcrawler? Is that
Hav?
Oh, it's Hav. Okay, yeah, it's so Hav was on, and John was on. Yeah. Myself, I.
So we maxed out, from what I saw, at 9, maybe 10 people watching at one time, which I was very impressed with. I was very, very happy about. I mean, look, I mean, obviously we can go higher.
Yeah,
so.
Obviously we want to grow that, but we just, again, we only started with like 5 followers when we started this.
Yes.
We just did that was legitimately our first stream. Everything else we've never pushed.
No.
We kind of pushed this one,
like I said, man, I'm going to go ahead and play some more Outer Worlds, because that's basically what I'm doing, to go ahead and just my normal time, because I'm really enjoying how the game's going.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's our show for today.
That's what we got, man.
Yeah, so as usual, we'll have Anthony play us out.
And before he does that, Scooby, CGC, SKOOBY, CGC. Mine, and that's for Twitch. My Twitch is Dragon_CGC.
Yes, please come on and watch us both again. I know mine probably won't be as exciting as Wes's will be, but feel free to hop on, talk shit about whoever I'm playing.
I feel like
or talk shit about how bad I'm playing.
I feel like my Fridays are going to be a lot more exciting than my Saturdays.
We'll see. But I think after hockey, I will probably most definitely stream Nemesis when I get it.
Yeah, I think you definitely should.
I think I will, because that's another game that I've never played, so it's all new to me.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. But yeah, that's it.
Scoobs.
Game on.
Game on, y'all.
Heyo! What's up, crew members and crewpies? It's time to connect with CGC. As always, you can give us our feedback and reach out to us on consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. We've got our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, and our YouTube. We are going to have a Twitch coming up soon. I'm going to have the other guys take care of that in a little bit. But please reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. It's going to be Console Gaming Crew, and our Twitter handle is @ConsoleCrew. Again, feedback is fantastic, so please reach out to us. Give us your feedback on what you think, what we can do to improve everything. Also, please check us out on our webpage, which is ConsoleGamingCrew.com. There's always updated information there, stories and all that other kind of cool stuff. And as always, game on. We'll